Ever feel like you're stuck in a digital dating hamster wheel? Endlessly scrolling, swiping, and feeling that dreaded swipe fatigue set in?
Yeah, I think we've all been there. It's easy to feel a bit powerless, you know, like you're at the mercy of the algorithm.
Exactly. But what if I told you there's a way to actually flip the script? That instead of feeling powerless, we could be the ones calling the shots.
Okay, now you've got my attention. What's this secret weapon?
Well, today's deep dive is all about taking control of our online dating lives. We're taking a cue from a dating coach who goes by the Mindful Modern Mistress. I know, interesting name, right? But she has this really interesting perspective on how to navigate the often overwhelming world of dating apps.
Intriguing. So tell me more about this mindful modern mistress and her approach.
Get this. She ditches the typical dating advice and lays out what she calls the new four B's, and one of them is a total game changer.
The new four Bs. All right, I'm ready to hear this.
The big idea is that blocking is your new superpower. And I'm not just talking about the obvious creeps, but using it as a way to actually curate a better, more empowered experience overall.
I like where this is going. It's true. Blocking sometimes gets a bad rap, like it's rude or something,
Yeah.
but she's making it strategic.
Totally. It's like setting that bar high right from the start and not being afraid to say, hey, this is what I will and won't tolerate. And speaking of bars, the first B is BIOS.
Ah, yes. The infamous bio, always a source of much debate and, let's be honest, a bit of anxiety.
Right, but she's all about using them strategically, not just listing hobbies, but really thinking about what you want to project.
I think that's so key. Your bio is your first impression. It's your chance to showcase your personality, what you're looking for. Basically, put your best self out there authentically.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to let your, shall we say, freak flag fly, in a good way, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, be genuine.
Absolutely. It's about attracting people who vibe with the real you, not some curated version.
100%. And that leads perfectly into the second B, basics, which is all about respectful communication from the get-go.
Yes. It's like laying the groundwork for a healthy connection. If someone can't even be bothered to read your bio or sends disrespectful messages right off the bat, it's a major red flag.
Totally. It's like you put all this effort into your profile and they're just completely ignoring it. Not a great sign.
Exactly. It shows a lack of basic respect and consideration.
Exactly. And this is where it gets really interesting. Her third B is boundaries. And this is where the whole blocking strategy comes into play.
Okay, tell me more about these boundaries and how blocking fits in.
So she breaks down these common red flags that people often kind of brush off or ignore. And she's like, no, block them. Like, immediately.
I'm all for blocking red flags. What kind of things are we talking about?
Well, for example, she's really big on being cautious about requests to move the conversation off the dating app right away.
That's a smart one.
Yeah.
It makes sense. It's much harder to verify someone's identity or report them if things go south on a different platform.
Exactly. Plus, those dating apps have safety features built in, you know?
Right. It's all about prioritizing your safety and comfort.
Totally. And this feeds into a larger point she makes about avoiding potentially risky situations. Another red flag she highlights, any mention of needing financial assistance. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's a big one. And I think it's not just about protecting your wallet, but also recognizing a potential pattern of behavior. If someone is asking for money from a stranger online, that's a major red flag.
Exactly. It's often a manipulation tactic, and she's all about shutting that down right away.
Absolutely.
She also talks about the importance of meeting in public places for first dates, just being really mindful about safety and comfort levels.
That's just common sense, but it's surprising how often people overlook those basic safety precautions.
I know, right? Okay, so we're blocking the scammers, the manipulators, the ones asking for money, but what about those people who just can't seem to take a hint?
Oh, you mean like those who keep pushing boundaries even after you've made it clear you're not interested?
Exactly. Well, that's where the blocking strategy becomes this really powerful tool for what she calls training the algorithm. Have you heard of
I
this?
have. It's fascinating, right? It's like you're teaching the algorithm what you do and don't like.
Yes. Like, it's almost like teaching a picky eater to try new foods, right?
Yeah.
You're slowly introducing them to different things and letting them decide what they like.
That's such a good analogy. Because every time you swipe left, or in this case, block someone who's exhibiting behavior you don't want to see, you're essentially providing feedback to the app, right? Like,
Exactly. You're saying, next, bring me someone better. And the more you do that, the better the algorithm should get at recommending compatible matches. At least that's the hope.
precisely. It's about actively curating your experience rather than just passively accepting whatever the algorithm throws your way.
Yes, taking control. So here's a little something to ponder as we wrap up. It's something she mentioned that really resonated with me. How often do we feel overwhelmed by choices, not just on dating apps, but in life, right?
Okay.
Like, think about those overflowing inboxes, those endless social media feeds, just this constant barrage of information and decisions.
Oh, all the times. Definitely a sign of the times.
Right. So it got me thinking, could this idea of strategic blocking be applied in other areas of our lives? Like, what if we were more mindful about what we allow to take up space in our digital worlds and even our real worlds, and just blocked out the noise?
It's a really interesting concept. Yeah. Being more intentional about where we focus our time and energy, both on and offline. I love that.
Me too. It's something to think about, right? Anyway, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. But hopefully you feel a little more empowered and ready to take control of your online dating destiny.
I know I do.